Previously on Will Save. Our boisterous brand of brigands, befuddled by the bluster before battle, bumptuously blunder their surprise before the bombastic bonanza, bringing forth a booming blast to bombard Rick, who's received an unrolled amount of ruin from Ale's supercharged squad machine gun. Will the blast from these bewitched belligerents be bypassed before brutally befouling our bosom buddies? Or will our band of brothers bickering bar them from breaking free from the banality of this beastly betrayal and banish them into a bleak and bitter blackness aboard the Void Crier? Find out this time on Will Save.
Hello and welcome. Please come in, take a seat, join us as we'll save the royal table. I am your Viscount, John Swan, and I'm here with our royal illustrious cast. Of course, I will not steal your thunder, your moment. Please introduce yourselves, starting with my esteemed equal, Sir Gilliam. Yes.
Hello, I'm the Earl Gilliam. Just a few ranks up in the peerage above our wonderful Viscount here. But I do love coming to his cute little bungalow here in the countryside. Enjoying a coffee with my good friend. And look, It looks like we have some new guests. Who are they?
We do.
Good morning.
Who is what?
My name is Lord Decker of the Evermost. And I'm gracious to be invited to such a fine event.
You see, Earl, that Evermost is quite far, right? Island quite far, remote off the coast.
You came from very far indeed.
Yes. Yes.
And I rode all the way by horse.
That's even across the water.
Seahorse, mind you.
You rode a seahorse on the land.
Because I'm from an island.
Wow, that's
quite incredible.
That about Evermost.
Quite
we grow them quite large there. They're within 6 feet to 10 feet long, and they can definitely support a man's weight above water. It's impressive.
Especially a man of your stature, I don't think would have any trouble.
I'm only 5 foot.
But it's good to see you. I know, that's what I'm saying. So any seahorse will do.
Any seahorse, perhaps.
Not just one might say you could play a Wolverine in a movie, perhaps.
Yes, that sort.
What is this Wolverine that you speak of?
Is this a tiny, rabid creature.
I have to say, I've forgotten when...
With an infectious passion.
When are
infectious
we?
Passion.
Our gracious host, could you tell us what year is it? Because I don't know.
It is the year of our king, 1799.
1799, that's right. How could I forget?
Yes,
how
of course.
How could I forget?
Oh, yes.
Oh, hello! Well, who else do we have coming in right now?
Oh, someone swapped in.
Yes, hello. This is the elder Earl of Scottsdale.
Sorry.
The elder Rodriguez.
And pray tell, where is Scottsdale?
Oh, that's just over the glen over there.
Scottsdale. Am I getting that right?
Not to be confused with Clarence Scottsdale or Locke Scottsdale. This is Glen Scottsdale.
Right. And not with Glen Phoenix.
Charming.
It's not the same at all, no, correct?
No, they're nearby. It's quite dry where I'm from.
No seahorses?
Oh, no. A few camels, but no seahorses.
Is that Sir Garrett? Is that right? Is that who's coming in? Yes. Oh, hello, Sir Garrett.
Sir Garrett.
How was your journey from wherever you... Yes.
Yes, I traveled with the Earl of Sandwich earlier, and I've traveled quite far to come here, but it's quite a pleasant countryside, and I am inspired by your passion for this endeavor you've been on. Especially you, riding a seahorse.
Oh, yes.
That's quite high praise from Mr. Garrett. Lord Garrett is an esteemed adventurer. The yes. king himself rewarded him, I think, with the badge of adventuring, I think is what
yes.
it was.
Yes, ages ago.
That was it, the badge of adventuring.
The badge of adventuring, yes. And yes. it's been added to his tartan and all.
Yes, yes. It's only actually, it's
naturally.
It's the second highest, actually. Yes, it's fantastic, fantastic. It's
right yeah. under the one that I got from him, but yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that you actually got the super badge of adventuring.
The badge of heroism extraordinaire, yes.
Also, yes, yes.
Service sorry,
I thought it was just the badge of settling.
Shut up. Good Lord, what do you know? You're from some random island hovel.
It's what I got on the raven that came to us.
There was a raven. I thought that there would just be a seahorse.
That's what
messaging.
They do over there in the islands.
No, ravens are used for messages. Seahorses are used for us to ride.
How cute.
Oh, yes, I see, I see. how quick.
Now, how quick. Now, please. We build ships in my country.
We live on an island.
We actually have post people, but I love the idea of a raven carrying your stuff around. It must be very fun. Yes.
Do you feed it? Does it eat and biscuits?
I don't keep them myself. They deliver messages and that's about it.
Yes.
Quite well, curious.
Now,
it's good to know yes, our servants.
This has been the most pleasant banter, I have to say. It's quite refreshing, rejuvenating of the spirit, right? But I think it might be time to get to our first task of business. I'm sorry, could you remind me what that was? I forgot. I think maybe the raven might have eaten.
I believe the term you're looking for is let's play.
Let's play.
Let's play.
All right. Let's and play. Remind me again of the game that we're playing. I believe it is called
Bridge.
Star.
No.
Bridge. Yes. I thought it
cribbage?
Was Star Chart Finder.
Which was
it? I thought it was Bocce Ball.
Bocce?
No.
Star
Bocce Ball.
Now, come on now. You're not high enough. Now, come on. It's a very respectable game.
Oh, goodness. Yes. Yes. I suppose if you're in your 60s and withering away in your castle on your hill, that's fine.
I thought we were going to enjoy a bit of bladder football.
Oh, bladder football might be nice. Could we start with a little star chart finder? I believe I have had some
that's what it
charts
is. That's what it is.
Brought in. Yes. And I believe we can play the finder, yes? Does that sound good?
That sounds smashing, which is a word that isn't used yet in this language.
What's up? What's up? Let's play some Starfighter. How are you doing?
Hi, everyone.
Hey, friends
we
across
committed
the
pond.
We tried.
We didn't know how far to go.
We didn't know how far to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that was... So, like, take one, we went entirely too far.
Too far.
We'll release that on exclusive.
Maybe.
That might just be for us. We'll see.
That might just be for us. You know, it's fine. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
I looked up while we were doing that.
Please.
British games from the 1800s, including bladder football.
That's where you got bladder football.
Apparently cockfighting was very popular.
Huh. Interesting. Huh.
That's but cool. There were
or
no chickens involved.
Also, in also known as cocking.
Yeah.
Cocking. Is that where the term cock about comes from?
I'm sure it was.
Who says cock about?
British people do. Sometimes.
Do they?
British people will chime in on Discord and tell us, but you can't say cocking about
it. Was in,
why are we putting the onus on British people to tell us what
I'm said. Afraid to Google cocking.
In an arena.
I used to just, like,
known as
around.
A cockpit.
Is that going to be Vinny's third blue link?
I ain't Googling that shit.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cock
it's
about
okay.
wasting time doing something pointless. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was adjacent to wanker in
my gosh.
That's a different wanker. Thing. But to wank about might
to
be a,
about.
To be a general like Bellend or something like that. I
right.
suppose.
General
yeah. Bellend, eh?
I can't believe you suggested bocce. What a stupid
game. Yeah, I was
going to
go with croquet, but like...
Croquet, that is a sport.
With 60-year-olds, it's true.
apparently.
I was going to throw in Brutaris.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah,
we should take three and let's do it again.
We should engage in a game of Brutaris.
Our British accents will get there someday. Five will be like perfect.
We'll hire an accent coach one day.
I think we just go the rehearsal list. We all move to the UK. We start lives as royals and then re-record this in like a year's time.
Dope.
We'll save UK. We could have headquarters there.
Yeah. We'll save
at
UK.
At John's wedding, we're just going to spend the entire weekend.
We should. Yes,
that's true.
Talking and
scout for properties.
We're checking off the first three items in like 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's true.
They'll love us there. It's gonna be great.
I mean, they're Scots. Yep. They'll probably like it.
I don't think they will.
The Scots like, might.
Yeah,
the
pretty
Scots
sure
might be like. Hitler.
Maybe we just start playing before we keep talking. You know what I'm saying?
There was a warning in the invitation that was like, alcohol is higher here. Beware.
Oh, really?
Right. Alcohol is stronger. It's actually, it's in there somewhere.
Really?
I don't know. I didn't write the email.
Ready? John didn't read the email to his own wedding.
He has people do that for him. He is, after all, the Viscount of Wereverville. So.
Yeah. Is Earl higher than Viscount?
It is. Sorry.
Dude,
I think it's like Duke Earl than like Marquis than the Viscount's Marquee. Quite low. However, but you are a very respected Viscount, I have to say, and you're a great host, very gracious host. Hmm. So it doesn't matter. We love you anyway.
Well, okay.
We love you while looking down upon you.
All right, have fun playing bocce. Let's play. So last time aboard the Void Crier was also quite a hoot as. You all were searching about in your quest to, maybe quell the action that's on board from the aggression, as the Pike's Peritons, the mercenaries that are contracted by the stewards, have gone aggressive with some sort of programming, presumably by the Greys, that took 24 hours of your lives, experimented
hours.
On you.
Hours.
And put you back. Now, you are in the process of fighting these Pike's Peritons. And you have taken out five of them. They are unconscious, non-lethal, which Kaneko Breeze, who you saved, the only other individual besides the four of you who has not succumbed to this programming or in any other way been incapacitated, as the stewards so far have, Shay and Narla. And there are four left that are unaccounted for. Sorry, let me take a drink.
Yeah, you said three, but you forgot the leader of the Pikes.
Yeah, you still haven't found Orvir. So Orvir, Hesper.
Hesper, which is where I got the idea for it. Nasally, what is accent?
Eyal.
And Urgut.
The half-orc. Phrasma. Devotee. And you're with Kaneko and you're like, yo, let's bump around, let's bop around, try and find these folks. And then lo and behold, bing bing bing, the elevator opens as Orgot and Hesper and Eyal step out being like, yo, where are those traitors at? I want to attack them. So what do you all do? Everything at once. Rick 19 decides to go down the hall. Here's the situation. Fabricius decides to step out into the hall. Colin Needenbrand also steps out of the hall. Dr. OK notably decides to take a smart choice and just hide.
Thank you, Dr. OK.
Pretty smart. Yeah. And as that all happens, they, of course, in your surprise round, you get ready. Kaneko says, I'm going to support you, pistol out, ready to go. They are your ally here. And we get into some combat. In that first round, I think we made it only through one round last time because it was a lot of moving parts. You all are in one corridor aboard the Void Crier, a single file corridor with three doors along it, and they are in the open area. And it's a tactics and nightmare. Could swing either way very easily. The pendulum could go both ways. Now, right as we ended, was when I believe Bernice made some distractions in order to call attention to the fact that right now the three aggressors can only see Rick 19. Bernice hit Meltaman, trying to pull attention down the hall, pull it away from Colin, Hears, and Dr. OK, who are in the rooms. Now, Aeol steps up with their squad machine gun, supercharged by Hesper, hits Rick 19 with a super 6 points of damage.
So let me just take that 6 points off and
definitely. Yeah, no, definitely for sure.
Good for sure.
Yeah, super easy. Now I roll a D8 for that weapon plus some number, and I already got that last time. So that dice that you might have just heard roll was just me throwing the dice down. But these four D6 that I'm holding up,
yeah,
these are going to be the supercharged weapon here.
I just want to point out, Kelly, that
point out.
I'm glad I didn't just move out of the way, because you'd probably be dead.
Are you?
I'm taking this damage for you.
Are y'all seeing this on the map?
Well, it's a very nice thing for you to do. I feel bad, but thanks for being a tank and everything. But
it says loading.
We're going to try to help you out.
Yeah, I just loaded y'all into the void cry.
Yeah. Oh, the from Colin's perspective, and I kind of hate this because, like, he tried to sneak out and just, like, trucked Rick 19 into the wall and gave up the element of surprise right away, and is now, like, posted up watching Rick take this supercharged shot right to whatever body part gets it.
Yeah. It is, Rick 19 is standing right in front of the door that Colony and Brain is at.
Yeah.
And what is going on in Rick 19's mind?
He is
ouch.
Frantic to, like, he's telling everybody to move out of the way, and he's kind of irritated by the fact that, like, he shouldn't be standing here taking this hit, but he's ready to take it, is his thought. He sees it charging up, and yeah. Sorry. It is what it is.
I just rolled.
Apathetic.
Apathetic. Good word.
Okay.
That is going to be... Okay. 18 points of bludgeoning and electric damage. I rolled two ones. There. So it's 18 points of damage to you.
So it could have been way worse.
Could have been way worse.
As that energy is coming towards Rick, it hits him, but, like, you almost see a part of him phase or change. Ooh. Like, it almost, like, divide a little bit and then recombine. So it's only actually going to take 15 points of damage.
What the fuck? What are you? Is it your android, like, healing abilities or something? Regenerative abilities?
I'm just going to say I lied to you guys earlier. I'll leave it like that. It's mostly for the fans. I feel like you guys might know more than...
Interesting.
As
this is happening, maybe Colin, you can see it more because the shots from Aeol's gun is just like every other shot is like a tracer fire that clearly is meant to, like, draw attention to Aeol as a fighter. They are trying to pull aggro, for lack of a better term, towards them, trying to pull all of their attention. And that is Aeol's turn, this human who is otherwise maybe a little quiet and meek, and just when they're in combat, especially now, smiling, crazed, shooting at Rick 19. That's the turn. The situation, what are you doing on your turn here?
Okay, so the situation is wondering, because when they came down, the guy was like, let me get these traitors. He could have been talking about his compatriots, or what he thought as his former compatriots. I don't know, but I'm just saying, because, like, I don't remember the other ones being that lucid when they transformed or whatever mentally. However, I could be wrong. So here's his going to, with his, like, mind link, like, tell everyone. Now, before I do this, Jimmy T, who's on Discord, but I think it might have been during our Twitch stream, was like, yeah, here's now that you're like antennas a little clipped, like, you better speak in, like, a lisp or something like that when you're doing that. So,
or, like, every
in honor of you, sir.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, Jimmy, this is for you. All right. Hey, guys. So, this just sounds like Snake Boy. I don't know. Anyway, it's like,
it doesn't have to be a lisp. It can be something else. It can be something else.
Hey, guys. It can't do it. It has to be something else. I sound like I'm making fun of someone and I'm going to get canceled.
Right.
Can anyone else, like...
No, it's okay. Think on it.
Some
take
other
your
thing
turn.
Has to happen.
We can
figure
it out later.
We'll come up with a compromise. Yeah. All right. So, like, here's his, like, you know, he mind links everyone and he's like, hey, guys, so I don't know, but whoever's really good at diplomacy, maybe just try talking to them. We don't really know for sure if they turned, you know what I'm saying? I could be wrong, and I don't want anyone to take any more hits than they need to, but, you know, by, like, just talk to them. See if you can, like, you know, negotiate with them or something like that. I'm not a good negotiator. But here's just gonna... Rick probably has something in mind, maybe, hopefully. Like, so here's just gonna go, like, back into this room and just get ready to help Rick if needs be.
Okay. So what are you doing mechanically? You're just gonna ready your action, or you're just waiting?
Just gonna ready the action for if I come around the corner and that mother trucker is, like, there.
In direct
visibly,
line of sight?
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, magic missile them. There you go.
Okay. I think that's fair. Speaking of ready action, I forgot that Kaneko had a ready action to as soon as she could see one of them. And here's, you said that, and Kaneko is like, I'll see what I can do. And she is seeing Rick, because you probably got staggered, Rick, as you're getting boom, 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 shot down the hall, right? Not mechanically.
Flavor-wise, oh my god, I'm getting hit.
Yeah, okay. So you are getting hit, and Kaneko's first thought is to heal you. And so she is going to you, Rick, is going to say, Rick, you need to watch out for Orgot. Her spells might take you out, but stay in there. You can do this. And you get 13 stamina points back from Inspiring Boost.
An envoy?
And then is she... correct? What's up?
Is she an envoy?
Yep. And then she is going to say, Aeol, you don't have to do this. You can just put your weapons down. Orgot, you can just put your weapons down. And you hear Orgot say, we're coming for you too now, Kaneko.
All right, whatever.
And I will move her in the turn order. Here's, you took your turn, and it is now going to be Orgot's turn.
I don't have time to tell Meltaman to do something, right?
You do not.
Damn it.
Yeah. That is going to be moving this here on Foundry.
Meltaman,
okay.
Help.
Help.
Meltaman, help.
Rick. Well, he knows he's supposed to be helping Rick. That command is still in his head. So he should be doing it.
Yeah, I don't see Meltaman in the turn order.
I see him in the hallway. Yeah, why isn't he in the...
You told Meltaman to attack the dwarf. Or, no, the Vesk, right?
Well, whatever. It's fine.
I'm pretty sure you told Meltaman to attack the Vesk. I'm just saying, if you want to do that again, you should tell them again that you want to attack. Because that was my understanding, was you said you should go attack this individual. That individual went down. It is Orgot's turn. Orgot's going to step up, and Rick, maybe behind Aeol, you can see Orgot reach out with her hand and just point all of her fingers at you. And I need you to give me a will save.
Will save!
Will save! What'd you get?
11.
You got 11?
That's what I said.
12 more points of damage to you as Mind Thrust rocks your brain as just this impending sense of the void. Maybe just every once in a while you're like, wow, death, that is something that comes through your mind occasionally. But in that moment, the reality of death and what that means overwhelms your consciousness.
It's dark in there.
Does a 13 still fail?
Yes.
Okay, just checking, because I think Constructed gives me a +2 towards mind effects.
That's great. And also, I appreciate that deep cut fuel right there. That was good. It was a good application of fuel. So that's 13. That's 12 points of damage 13. To you.
12, not 13.
12. I have 13 in my head because you put it there. Psychic. All right. It is the top of round 3. Colin, what are you doing? You're lying in wait. You see Rick in front of you getting just shot at and then... grabbing their head, grimacing, just in pain.
I think I want to test out a new spell to me.
Ooh.
Something called Wisp Ally. Colin's gonna cast Wisp Ally.
Ooh, Whisper.
On Rick 19's location. Basically, it's a small glowing sphere that can distract enemies. It can move 60 feet in any direction, and I can direct it as a move action. If it occupies the same space as an enemy, it provides my choice of either harrying or covering fire. Ooh. So.
I'm not an enemy, though.
You're not. But I can't see the enemy. My wisp ally probably can. And so I'm going to cast it on Rick's location, which is within 25 feet because it's a close casting. My okay. wisp can then move up to 60 feet toward... I'm going to... My... the little wisp, go and give Rick some cover. He needs it from the nearest enemy. And so the wisp is going to seek out whoever the closest enemy is, occupy their space, and provide covering fire for Rick 19.
Mm. It kind of freaks Rick out for a second because he just got shot, and then he's got this mind thrust going on, and then all of a sudden this little like spark goes boop right next to his head. He's like, what the? And then it flies off, and he's like, ah, okay, that must be one of ours.
Yep.
What color is the wisp? Because that's cool.
Like it's that. Red, like Saren Ray's wings.
It's red, oh. like Saren Ray's wings. Aww. That's cool. That's super cool.
So this gave herring fire or covering fire?
Covering fire.
Covering fire.
For
cool.
So Rick. Hang on, let me double check my...
For Rick.
Core rule book here. But the selected ally gains a plus two circumstance bonus to AC against the next attack from the creature. Yes. Covering fire for Rick.
So I get against each round is what it says.
Yeah, basically.
First attack for each round. First, right.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Whoever attacks you first, covering fire. Cool. I like it. That's awesome. Flies out. I put on Foundry, the swirling red light, hopefully to indicate. And that's going to be on whoever attacks you next, right?
Whoever attacks me next.
Yes.
Yep. Quick clarifying point, because the rules lawyers will have my head. It is not whomever attacks you next. It is, based on my instructions, whomever was closest to Rick 19 at the time.
So it will be Hesper.
Cool.
Ale. Yep.
I can't see around the
Sorry,
corner.
Ale.
Yep. Yep. The one who shot you with the guns.
Cool. Because the wisp is only on the one, on whoever's closest, so that it's whoever that attacks. Got it.
Whomever's space the wisp is occupying.
Mm-hmm. Got it. That's cool.
Yep.
That's rad.
Aioli is the one.
Aioli! All right. You want to do anything else with your turn after you cast this wisp from your bedside cabana? Okay. All right. Rick 19, what you doing? You got a lot of help from your friends here.
Yeah, I think again, Rick is kind of again waving behind him, trying to get everybody in the hallway to move, and he's going to target Aioli with a non-lethal attack. Oh god! Ooh. I just threw my...
Oh yeah, don't forget we got the non-lethal from Dr. OK and Colin.
Yeah, that's a 9 to attack. So he takes a shot and misses, and then he's going to step back. He's going to step over Bernice, but Meltaman is in his way. So he's touching Meltaman and telling him, like, get in the room. Get in the room.
All right. I will move. Reluctantly.
And he's kind of like...
You should tell Meltaman to fight.
Well, Rick has something up his sleeve or something. I don't know. Maybe.
Whatever.
I thought that too.
That's what I was going to tell. Use Bernice.
That's what I was
going to
tell Meltaman too. I was going to have him help them, but yeah.
Okay.
I guess I have to trust Rick.
That's your turn. Got some communication going on here in this tight situation. But it's not the situation's turn.
So
it's Dr. K's turn. Nope.
It's tight.
It's tight.
Thank you, John.
Dr. OK is still in concealment, but he's...
Incognito.
He has the full control apparatus for Bernice, rocking and rolling. And being now, next to Rick, Dr. OK is going to instruct Bernice to fire, covering fire. And then move and try and draw them back further down the hallway by Kaneko.
Okay.
So I got a roll for.
Yeah, you're
covering fire.
You're trying to do so right now.
Does cover fire stack?
No, I don't think it does. So right now, Rick 19 already has cover fire from Wisp Ally, correct?
Yes. From Wisp Ally from that specific enemy.
Got it.
So he could have, in theory, covering fire from multiple
enemies.
From
a different enemy. Yep. Okay. That's fair. So if you wanted to do that against Orgot, that would be probably soft cover, right? Because of AL being in the way. But you could, so that would be AC 19 that you need to hit, just your attack roll, your raised attack roll.
I can't. I have to basically get perfect.
Or you could just shoot.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, so you're saying I could. I love that the hallway is now cleared and it's just Bernice and Meltaman and Kaneko and Rick 19 standing right on top of Bernice. Y'all are pulling him in.
Okay, so in any case, I want them to go past the first room. So I'm gonna create a diversion in some way.
Okay.
Either through firing just down the hallway randomly.
Yep.
With the vapor cavitation pistol, and then I'm gonna maybe I'll move and then I'll. Yeah, I'm going to move past Nico.
Yep.
And just fire randomly.
Okay, love that. Probably looks crazy to Kaneko to see this briefcase. Fired in the hall. Oh, God.
What the f***?
It's giving me like a collider.
Oh, it's because you are... It's because you're linked to move with... You, which is not the case. You should be able to move separately from... Yeah. I think I can move, Bernice.
I got it.
Cool. Okay, so, Dr. OK, you're staying where you are. What are you doing with your turn?
I did that.
Piloted
Bernice.
That's right. Thank you. Cool. Okay. Pulling them back. Trying to pull them in. I like it.
Are you still hiding? Or is that another move action to...
I think you've been hidden this whole time.
Yeah.
I don't think that you need to redo it.
If you've not moved, you don't lose your condition.
Yeah, you are good. It is now
Hesper Valdez's turn.
And Hesper is going to step up and say, you might hear Rick and say,
I'll finish him.
And then these glowing orbs begin to appear around Hesper's hands as... Hesper is going to cast magic missile.
Fuck.
At Rick 19.
It's like a shadow of.
Had to move, so it's not going to be a full action. So it's going to be, let's see, how many.
Technomancers.
Yeah, so if it's at first level, that's going to be how many? Two? Is it two or three?
It doesn't scale.
If he takes a full action,
no,
it'll
how
be
many
three.
Missiles? Yeah.
Two
missiles. Two. D4 plus one.
Unless he does full action, which is three,
Right, so it's 2d4 plus...
Yeah, 2d4 plus two in this case. Yeah,
yep. So. All right. That is 7 points of damage as, Colin, you see three missiles fly past the door and hit Rick 19.
God dang it.
On second thought, Meltaman, move forward.
That's what I'm saying, man. Tell Meltaman... The directive.
Right. Yep. Meltaman wearing that red shirt with pride.
Hey, yo, Meltaman. Hey, bro.
Meltaman knows what's good.
Rick 19, how are you doing? Do you want to share with the class? Okay,
nope.
Cool. You're fine.
I still have stamina is all I'm going to say.
You still have stamina? Okay, great.
Yeah.
When you
my beer is empty, though, so I need to refill that.
Aeol smiles and is going to unleash a full action against you with their squad machine gun.
Bro.
Not supercharged, though.
Not supercharged. To be clear. So it's a full action, so it's going to be -4. I'll roll this dice that I got. I believe I got it in main. It has a skull in it because hopefully I can kill Rick 19. So it's going to be 2 attacks at a -4 to my penalty. That's going
to
be a
plus
22.
Plus 2 to my AC.
Plus 2 to your AC. Why again?
Covering fire.
Yes, thank you. Beautiful. So that's a 22 to hit.
That hits.
That is a hit. Okay. That is going meets, to be beats. Whew, 11 points of damage.
You have a minus 4 and it's still a 22. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Don't forget that this is what we talked about when we were, and I think I made the mistake too when Kev was GMing. Kev would just hit with these crazy numbers. I was like, how are you doing this? It's like, that's the name of the game.
Now I'm into my hit points.
Okay. That's a 23 to hit. Two more shots.
What?
That's 13 points of damage. I'm rolling real well.
No. This is not
with this.
My resolve is also not fully replenished. So that's going to be fun.
Okay. That is a full action from the armored human Aeol.
Man, if I was prone in the back of this hallway, none of those would have hit me.
Just saying. What are you doing? Rick 19's getting pummeled in front of you.
If wishes and butts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Does Hears know that he got pummeled?
I mean, he's within. Yeah, he's.
The door
I'm right
is
outside
open.
The door from you.
So yeah. That's why Hears, I think you would know.
Hears asked Colin, like, Colin, Rick is not doing well. Do you have anything that you could safely do to help him? If not, I'm going to try something. Like healing wise, you know what I mean?
It depends on how far back he is.
He's like 10 feet away from the door of the room that you're in. Back towards me.
I could. I've got something I can try.
If you can't, I could try something. But it's if you're sure, then cool. Like how much could you heal him?
I could do about a D8 plus what's my spellcasting modifier? Plus 4. I could do about average of 6.
This is a long conversation.
I could heal him, all right.
thanks, man. Mystics for the win. So he, like, here's if the serums only heal HP. HP. Being British again. HP. Not stamina, correct?
The King's English.
Yes.
Yes. They,
only if you're
yes,
not
they heal Colin. HP.
Yeah.
Not, yes, the HP, but not the stamina. Okay. I'm sorry, Rick. What's your stamina? What's your HP again? How much have you lost out of your max?
I have to do math on that.
So like roughly. From 16,
a
from a metagaming perspective.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
What
are you doing here? Thanks, Will.
Oh, he just said do your thing. Is that what you said? All right. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Like
yes.
Colin? All right. So here's like calls out Chad. And Chad just like, you know, apparates in front of him. Yeah. Invisibly, of course, because he's not visible.
Burrito in
hey,
hand.
Hey Chad. Yeah. Hey, here's what's going on. Here's and he spits out the burrito and like he's just like, all right, Chad, I have something very important for you. And he hands him a serum. He's like, Rick, you remember Rick, right? Oh yeah, man. It's right around that corner. I need you to just stab this in his back. What I need you to do, okay? Pretend it's Call of Duty or something and you're sneaking up and you're like trying to knife him in the back. You like that, right? I know you like that. Gives him a wink. And then because this is a move action, Chad is going to go do that. So he goes out the door and puts a Mark II healing serum.
You can control the hooded figure that I put on to Foundry right
this
now.
This is complicated.
I know.
But I think it's a full action to give a serum to somebody else.
Yes, it is.
It's a standard action to give a serum to yourself.
Even for my boy, Chad?
Even for your boy, Chad.
For your boy, yep. Chad.
All right, Chad is going to hold it and be ready.
And you're also within 5 feet of me. You're just outside the door.
Yeah.
I know.
The only problem is that you don't have the serum in your hand, so it's a move action to pull the serum out.
Hand it to...
And then a
so
full
I might as well
give
just
it
like fucking put it inside of you and then go back.
You should just do it. You, yeah.
God, why do I suck so much at this? All right, so like,
it's okay.
I mean, honestly, your whole turn should be pulling that serum out and then calling it and waiting for me to go down.
Here's so pulls the serum out. I just wanted to see Chad again. All right, Chad, okay, Chad, get back. No, yeah. It's fine. No, I don't need him. It's all right. I'm gonna do it myself.
Hey man, see you later.
God damn. Sorry, see I'm not really good at the rules aspect of this game. Right?
You spend a full standard action get to say hi to Chad.
Yeah, up? Yeah. You're like, hey man, how's it going over there? You good?
That Chad, after all, just go back to playing Call of Duty, man.
Sweet man. So you pull out the serum, and then okay, All right.
Just waits very, very excitedly at the edge of the door, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. That's your turn. Kaneko. It is Kaneko's turn. What I need to look at real quick is how many times Kaneko can do Inspiring Boost.
I think just and once per day or something like that.
Once per person, per rest,
I think, or something like that.
Yeah, once your ally has benefited from it, they can't. Yeah, you have to take a 10-minute rest before you can get it again. Okay.
So just give me 10 minutes. Then. Good.
Yeah, sure. Why don't we just wait for 10 minutes?
That long.
He just holds his finger up. Takes 10
yeah,
minutes.
No, you definitely will. You definitely will.
Loading. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Kaneko is going to take her gun, and she wants to. You already have covering fire, right? Right.
Yeah. Well, from the one.
Right.
That wouldn't. Yeah. If they're doing like spells, it wouldn't really help anyways.
Well, she's trying to do something to help out, but I think, you know what? She is going to non-lethally fire at Ael. Actually, you know what she's going to do? She's going to take a step forward, and she is going to say,
"She could just go in a fucking room."
Meltaman, I need you to attack Hesper or Orgot or Ael right now.
Yes, of course, Kaneko. I hear you loud and clear. And Meltaman will now come into the turn order. So that, I think, was a move and a free action, right? For her to step forward and say that. Oh, but yeah. She needs to probably... Would she need to do a computer check in order to do that?
Probably.
Sure. Yeah, I think she would. Is that her strong suit? Not at all.
Is it a computer check to use, like, Alexa?
Well, it's because it's technically only listening to Kelly right now, or the four of us.
Yeah, and she's not like the owner of like it's like can she go up to Bernice and be like, "Hey, Bernice, go do this." Like, would Bernice
also
do that?
Also, he has a command that he was already given just a second ago, so it's confirmed.
Yeah,
in a room. Yeah. Oh, all preventing me from going prone.
That was the room. Thank you. I totally forgot about that. So, okay. So she's not going to do any of that. So Meltaman is going to move into the room because that was your command, right? Rick, 19?
I told Mega Man or Meltaman
to attack him.
Yeah. I told Meltaman to get in the room.
Meltaman walks into the room next to the situation. Kaneko is going to...
That's...
move forward, walk past you, and take a shot at Ael non-lethally. That is going to be a non-lethal is -4, right? So that's a 17. She is trying to protect you in this moment. Don't worry, Earth 19. She is going to take that cover. That is going to be a hit on Ael.
Nice.
Since they have not been injured in one whole episode and this episode here, that is going to be a solid... 8 points of damage to Ael. That is Kaneko's turn. Finally, some damage on the board. Don't worry, Rick 19. Orgot. Rick 19, you notice that Orgot begins to run forward. And she runs and stops right in front of the door with Colin and Dr. OK. Colin and Rick, you see that her jaw, her half-orc jaw, begins to extend further than it should as she reaches out and bites Kaneko with this massive jaw.
Ugh. Talk about halitosis.
Is that
it
gross?
Is thing? Wild. If you want to look and see what it is... you can always do a check. And that's going to be a good hit. That was a 23. Running forward. Question. No, she would not get an AOO from Dr. OK because there's cover between Dr. OK and Orgot moving into that square. I think. And if there's cover, there's no AOO.
Was Colin delayed in action? No?
Nope. That's 6 points of damage to Kaneko. You see this huge bite come out of her regimental armor. Part of her armor, what's it called, the pauldrons on the shoulder, just gets like crushed and dented in, and the rest of it just goes underneath into her armpit, ripping away some of the muscles in her pecs and chest. Vicious attack from Orgot. This cool ability that she has. It is round three. A lot has happened. Lots changed since the start of round two. Colin, what are you doing now?
Colin is first going to take a shot with his needler pistol at Orgot.
This is the serum shot,
with
right?
The serum.
Yo, you better hit, dude. You better hit, man. Or else this...
Watch me f*** this up.
What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be?
Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Not terrible, not great. That's a 19 on the die.
That's got to
hit. I think it's a hit.
Probably fine, right? Hopefully.
John, don't shoot me.
Right into her neck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Roll four. Wait, hold on. She succeeds at her fortitude saving throw. So roll 4d10. Give me half. Again, 4d10. Roll high. Roll super high.
I had to find 4d10. Hang on.
That's what I'm saying.
Such a good
Ooh, that
noise.
Clang. It's a good noise. It's a good noise, baby.
It's really nice, yeah.
Okay. There's a 10 and a 9.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Ooh.
That's 19.
But there's also a 3 and a 2. So that's 19 24. Plus 5 is 24, half to 12.
Okay. So she takes 12 points of damage. When she gets hit, there's a her whole body just... slumps for a second, and then she comes back. Her jaw is still this elongated jaw with extra rows of teeth that glint, but you can see for a minute that she doesn't know where she is, and she snaps into it. So from now on, she is going to have the confused condition, and she might not attack because of that serum. It didn't take her out, but it is giving her a chance to maybe realize what is going on. Maybe break through some of this programming. So from the bed, from your sniper's perch,
yep,
you shoot.
It's pretty, pretty cool.
And he's going to miss. Miss. He's going to instruct his wisp ally to move to Orgot's square and provide harrying fire.
Ooh, okay. Multicolor red light with a little bit of other hues flies over.
So Orgot gets a minus two.
Hey! Hey!
Listen! Hey! Listen!
Okay, so Orgot has a minus two to her attacks. Mm-mm. Cool. Sorry. You're shaking your head because I forgot what's covering first. There it is. Okay. Wow. Dope. Solid.
Is
Brick 19.
Harrying fire, you said?
Yes.
Cool. So as that's happening, Rick puts his gun. He reaches forward and makes Kaneko move out of the way just in time for him to get his cannon up. And he's going to shoot Orgot. That's a 19 on the die for a total of 20. It's plus 5. It's 24. But then she's also got the minus 2 from herring fire. So remember that. So
but she
sure
also... Does she have plus... Because she has partial cover from Kaneko standing in front of you.
Right. So there's a plus 4. So it's a plus 2 to her.
Got it.
Does a 24 hit her?
Oh, yeah. 24 definitely hits. Just right in the gut as she's kind of swimming a little bit, trying to come through.
No, that's a 12.
Toothy maw in front of you.
This is my D10. That's a 4 plus 5 is 9 points of... Oh, shit. I did not... I was going to do non-lethal, so it's another minus 4. So it's a 20 hit.
Still hits.
Sweet. Okay, so that's 9 points of non-lethal damage.
Wow. As the shot hits her. She's not looking good.
Not bad, my guy.
Okay. Oh, good. Can I do a check for the maw thing? Is that a physical science? Is it a life science?
You could do a life science, sure. I think that would probably be it. You could also do a mysticism check if you wanted to.
I'll do life science. It's a 14 for life science.
Okay. What you find and remember is that as a... Ooh, nice. As a mystic, given her, let's call it specialty, her connection, right? She has an ability called carnivorous, which allows her to want to taste blood, and her jaw elongates and she gets this bite ability with these extra rows of
mystic
teeth.
Thing? What the f***? Cool. So then lastly, gross. Rick is going to...
He's going to... Pretty sweet.
Like, he takes that shot and then he is just going to push back and turn around, and he's going to take a swift action as he moves to slide prone next to Bernice.
Wow.
So Bernice is in the... like. Side by side with him, and he's now prone and setting up his artillery laser for the next shot.
Yeah. That's cool. Taking the pulling the Thaddeus. I like it. It's good.
And as like right before he pushes off, he tells Kaneko, like, take cover, get in a room, and then that's when he darts back and slides.
Okay. All right. I like it. Good turn. You take a shot at Orgot, and then you're like, yo, let me button slide down to the back, and I'm going to take a shot when I get it clear. Dr. K, what are you doing? All this is happening right outside, and you're cool as a cucumber.
No, Dr. K is not cool as a cucumber. He is nervous. and as part of that, just before he's just before he's about to like control Bernice, he lets out a little secretion quietly on the floor in front of him, a little piddle puddle of slime.
That's awesome.
Making it difficult terrain.
Nice. Amazing. That's so good. It's just such a good character moment that you're nervous.
Yes.
Colin, you're probably like,
what just happened? Yeah. And he's going to take control piloting Bernice. He's going to make Bernice is going to take a few steps up so that, 30 feet is good. And then shoot at Hesper through cover.
Okay, through the soft cover of, through at Hesper all the way in the back.
Or I guess,
Aioli.
Aeol, yeah. Okay, so there's Orgot.
This one's Aioli.
Yeah, so Aioli is the one who has the large gun, the human with the large gun. Yeah. Is that what you meant?
Yes. Because I feel like Orgot's taken care of. We should try to draw the rest of them, get them in the fight. And so I'm just going to...
Okay. Hesper is the Lashunta. So you're shooting at Aioli, pulling him into the fight. Got soft cuff. What's your roll?
Actually rolled a natural 20.
No way.
Yes.
Bernice.
Yeah. Bernice just crept up and just had it dialed. And
I love this. Bernice coming through. Let me get out the cards. And we're going to see what kind of crit. Unless you don't want to do the cards. Because it's still double damage, right?
I feel like Bernice would want to do the crit.
Okay, let's see what the crit's going to be. Tell me when to stop. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Boop, 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 boop.
Stop.
Okay, what kind of weapon is this?
This is the Vapor Cavitation Pistol.
Sweet, which is energy, right?
It's energy and fire damage.
Energy and fire! Which way is up? The target is flat-footed for 1d4 rounds. Fortitude negates. Wow.
So I just roll for damage? Dope.
Yes. I need to see what the DC is going to be in order to make that happen. The DC is 1/2 the character level, which is rounded down, so it's 2. What's your key ability score again? Intelligence?
Yes.
What's your intelligence score?
Mine or Bernice?
Bernice's.
+2.
+2. Okay.
Dr. O'Kay's is +4, if that makes any difference.
Okay. I think it would be Bernice's, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, wow, they have to roll pretty low. Okay.
All right.
Is this right? It says the save DC for an effect inflicted by a PC is one half character level plus key ability score.
Their key ability score, I would think.
Oh, is it them?
I mean, you're the one to save, right? Hmm. Like, I don't.
Yeah, that's true. I would have to save for it's a red. Wow, this is like so much more confusing than it needs to be.
Doesn't the caster or the weapon firer set the DC?
Yeah, I think that would be the case. So they would need to roll pretty low, which they don't have the best fortitude. So it's going to be a DC.
DC 14, right?
It's one half the character level plus the key ability score. And half your character level is 2, plus your ability score is 2. That doesn't seem right. That seems really low.
Yeah.
I think it's plus 10, so it's going to be 14. So Aeol needs to get a fortitude below. They got a 16, so they passed.
Yeah.
Tough.
They're not flat-footed.
They are not flat-footed. Long story short. Okay, but you still do damage. Do your double damage.
Yeah, I rolled 6 points total.
6 points of damage. Hey, that is good. We are getting something on the board here. Okay. Lines up the right shot. Poof, takes a shot at Aeol. Crits Aeol. They're able to stay on their feet, but they are confused. You want to do anything else with your turn, Dr. OK? Besides your awesome secretion, your nervousness? That was cool.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all I can do.
Okay. Good turn. It's going to be Hesper's turn. And you know what they're going to do? Magic missile. They're going to magic missile Kanika.
No.
Full action.
Thank God it's not Rick, at least. That's good.
Yeah, they are trying to take y'all down.
I'm mad at John for moving Kaneko forward, though.
Okay. That's 12 points of damage to Kaneko.
Uh-huh.
As 3 more bolts streak across the lounge of the Void Crier. It is Aeol's turn. Yo, I'm worried for Kaneko. I am not going to lie. All right. Aeol is going to also... Actually, what would Aeol... This is like... doesn't want to hit Orgot. That's a tough one. Aeol is going to ready an action as soon as Orgot either moves or goes down. Aeol is going to take a shot at whoever is in the hallway at that time. They are posted up. Here's the situation, Fabricius. What are you doing about this situation?
I don't know where Decker went, so...
Decker is at the end of the hall.
The very
but I
back.
Guess
Decker
you don't know.
Decker is actually in his office
you're right.
in Maryland.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Wait, he's at the very far left?
You saw Rick 19 run past. That's it. That's all that you saw.
Which direction?
To play
to
the game.
Run?
To the left.
I went to the left.
Oh, okay. Okay. I feel so useless. What creature rating are these guys?
That's not something I can give you.
Can
no, you can't really roll for that. No,
all right. All right. I'm guessing Kevin's gonna try some crazy shit. So,
I mean, this is my crazy shit. Is I now have a +4 to my ranged AC. So I'm just gonna lay here and take ranged shots until.
All right. Then here's
you guys.
Until what?
Until you guys can subdue them with the serums that they made. That's the whole point.
The serums that they made. What do you mean?
That we have
right.
serums.
Dr. Right. OK and.
All right, but you need to take them out first, basically, right? Like at least make
no.
Them
the serum
dead.
Will take them out, but we are trying to be perhaps foolishly tactical.
Yeah. So you're trying to lure them forward a bit, and then we can go out and jump them with these serums.
Yes.
Right. The serum
I was hoping
4D10
for them to
of non-lethal damage.
Yeah, and it changes their attitude or something.
Right.
All right. Here's is gonna cast days. No, sorry, not days. Yeah. Days on the nearest one, so that's what he's gonna do.
Okay, do you have to have line of sight or no?
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
Yeah, I don't think
sorry,
you have line
guys.
Of sight to Orgot.
Either way, I'm opening myself up getting attacked no matter what I do. So,
okay.
Right, so then
I think if you're at the door, you would have line of sight.
I'm at the door, but according to Hero Lab, now I do, but that's what's her name.
That's where Meltaman is.
So I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm sitting on this a lot.
It's okay.
Yeah.
If you're standing at the door and they're 20 feet down the hall and you're not out the door, I don't think you would have line of sight.
Yeah, then I can't fucking see them. Fuck it. All right, cool. Here's going to go to like Rick. There's another door down that way. So what he's going to do is he's going to go out here.
Uh-huh.
He's going to like, can I like cast something from inside of this room if I'm that close to Rick?
Yeah, because I'm adjacent to that room.
So here's it's gonna go. The rules lawyer is running. So here's it's gonna go in here, and then he's going to supercharge Rick's weapon. All right.
Oh wow.
So that's what he's gonna do. They can take some back. What?
Okay.
I love it though. I love the imagery. Like here's goes scurrying out into the hallway, down the hallway, into another room, and then you see his hand come out and like touch the artillery laser. Yeah.
You just see like a little insectoid hand reach out as you, and he like just, looks, he looks at Rick and he's like, you know what's coming, don't you? And then like, you know, Rick points his, I'm guessing pushes his gun forward and he goes.
Amazing.
I love it.
Orange
glow
emanating.
Love it. Good stuff. Love that.
That's his turn.
It's your turn. Y'all are moving tactically though. Think the tides are starting to shift a little bit. It's Kaneko Breeze's turn. Kaneko is not great.
Oh my God,
so
Kaneko,
in her regimental dress now, torn left arm, pec damaged, blood starting to like mess up the floor. She's going to take a guarded step back and then is going to move into the room, heeding Rick 19's advice. And she's pretty low. So it's not great. That's her turn. It is Orgot Nalkus's turn. Orgot Nalkus is confused. And I don't... When was the last time did we have the confused condition here?
I don't know.
It's been a hot minute. Basically...
I hope you rolled a hit yourself.
You roll a D100 and there are four different opportunities. Either act normally... Well, I won't spoil it. We'll see what happens. The big thing is that you are mentally befuddled and can't act normally. You can't tell the difference between ally and foe. Yeah, not too high. Yeah.
And what is normal for her is the real question. Just saying.
It's a deep question. I do like that. Act normally. It's interesting. I think that would mean... Actually, so she rolled an 18. Which is...
Act normal.
And I think, based on the serum and the hit, she would act normal.
Like, actually normal.
Oh, yeah. She snaps out for a second, at least for this round, looks around, sees you training down the sight, Rick 19, like... in the red lights of the hallway, doesn't know exactly what's going on, looks back, see Aeol ready to take a shot.
Fuck me.
And is going to...
She's
going to
side with the pikes.
She is going to look and say,
What is going on here? Aeol, why are you attacking? Why are you attacking Rick 19 here?
Get down. Rick shouts at her.
Ooh. What is she gonna do? Ooh, this is a tough call.
She should get
down. I think you should roll it.
I should roll it too. That's exactly what I was thinking, Dr. OK slash Will.
Pull a shock, flip
slash
a coin.
Time traveler.
Do you want me to roll like diplomacy or something?
If you... you just said get down. That's all that you said. So if you had decided to say something else, then I maybe would have given it to you. But I'm not going to retroactively, after you say get down, actually get down. But actually what's really happening is that there's a, like that.
Get down. So,
get down.
You've all gone mad.
They've all gone mad, I swear. No, they're the bad guy. All right, so I just rolled. I'm not going to look at it. I'm going to say that above 50 should be sides with Rick. Below 50, sides with...
Come on,
Aeol, baby. Aeol and Pikes.
Come on, baby. Let's do it.
37.
Well, you can blast both of them.
You can blast both of them. She is going to... She did not have... Ooh. Okay. She is still carnivorous. She hears you say, get down, but looks at Aeol and looks at Hesper beyond and thinks, Rick 19 is sus. So she is going to run down the hallway and attack Rick 19 and bite Rick 19. Now, this does mean that, oh, Bernice is there. So
Bernice
she will go.
Yeah. Ranged attack, though. Are you saying she's going to run past?
I was thinking that she would run past, but Kaneko would also.
Through Bernice's square as an enemy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
So yes.
So even though she's tiny, I don't think that she can move through the square, right?
It's true. So, briefcase.
She can, yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
It's still an enemy square. I think she would need to. Well, there's no AOL.
I think you can move through a smaller square or smaller creature square, no problem.
Yeah.
It's like one step smaller or something like that, whatever the rule is.
Yeah, and Kaneko doesn't have a melee weapon out, so Orgot's going to run down the hall and attack Rick 19.
Well, that's cool.
It's only a 14 against KAC. And she has, what, covering fire, which only affects her AC, right? So...
Actually, no, she... Is the wisp on her?
The wisp is on her.
I thought the wisp was on...
Moved the wisp. Yeah.
Oh, so then that's herring fire on her, not covering fire?
Yes. Right.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Which would mean that...
So you said it's a 14 to hit KAC?
Yeah, it's a 14 against KAC.
Well, my KAC is 20, and I'm on the, but I'm prone, so it's at minus 4.
It's still
16.
She is bending over. You are prone, and she is trying to run low and just clearly misses you. But these two rows of gleaming teeth come down right in front of your face, trying to bite your arm. She misses.
Do I get an attack of opportunity since she just ran right up? Right by me.
Ooh, do you have a melee weapon?
Not unless you have a melee weapon.
I have
and,
one.
No, and there's cover, so you wouldn't have
this cover.
She would have cover when she moved from the square to where she is now, so she wouldn't. You wouldn't be able to attack her because you, any cover means you don't get nailed.
Even though she's like literally through the door.
No, she's dude. She's literally in front. She is in front of the open door. I think.
But the AOL is when you leave a threatened square. And she
right.
Cover
it's not when you
in
come in.
Square.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yep. Good point.
Okay.
Okay. That's the end of round three. It's round four. What are you doing, Colin?
Colin has something to say.
Colin has something to say. Colin's raising their hand. Tell me, Colin.
So I'm reading in the tactical rules, page 256 of the core rulebook.
For those of you following along at home.
Moving through occupied
moving through a creature space.
You may be able to move through an occupied square without difficulty in certain circumstances with different effects based on the creature in a given square as noted below. Opponent. You can't normally move through a square that is occupied by an opponent, but you can move through a square that is occupied by a helpless opponent without penalty. That is the only provision I see for moving through opponent squares.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Not for size.
The problem is that she's tiny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've
like,
seen discussions on Reddit too, like moving inside. Because, like, you can have up to 4 tiny creatures in a square. And if they're diminutive, it's like 25 or something. So, I think it's like, it's kind of your call. But if you do it, treat it raw. If you treat it fully raw, I think Vinny's right.
It also says you can attempt a tumble, which is an acrobatic skill.
Yes.
I think that because Bernice is tiny and didn't have out a melee weapon, it makes sense that she would be able to run by. Like, that to me doesn't make sense that she would tumble from like a suitcase that was in the thing. Like, let me jump by.
A tumble is going into it. So like they would do tumble.
Sure.
No, actually, you can only
intentionally to avoid.
Yeah. You can only tumble through.
Right.
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 You can't end there. Okay.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just digging into the core rulebook. I'm gonna step.
It's good.
In.
It's good to dig into the main text.
Step into the hallways.
You gotta go through my dangerous terrain.
Oh difficult. Yeah, where is that?
It's in front of me, by the door. In front of the door.
Oh wait. Oh, it's in front of the door. Okay. All right. I'm gonna draw it right.
I think it just slows down your movement. To be honest.
Yeah.
It's not like you slip on it. It's not ball bearings.
Okay. So I'm going to pop out here, spot Orgot, and I'm going to cast telekinetic projectile.
Ooh.
Non-lethally?
Non-lethally, I guess.
Okay. Non-lethal telekinetic projectile down at Orgot. Give me a roll.
So this is...
What are you throwing? Some of Dr. O'Kay's secretion?
Yeah, I'm going to throw some ooze. That's cool.
I have an ooze.
My ranged attack.
Like a snowball?
Where is it?
Where's that ranged attack? Probably your dex plus your base.
Right. Ranged attack. There it is. Plus 7.
Found it. There it is.
Hey, look over
that's
here.
That's a 17 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit, dog.
Awesome.
That's a hit.
Telekinetic projectile. That is 1d6 bludgeoning.
Ooh, plus anything?
For three slime damage.
Three slime damage as maybe a bit of slime flies and hits Rick just on the shoulder. Yep. Some of Dr. O'Kay's secretion.
And then I'm going to duck back into the room.
Can you move?
Oh, it's a spell. Yes, you can do that.
That's right. We talked about this. Also, I love the idea that, like, what shape does the ooze take? I feel like it takes
I think it's kind of gelatinous as it leaves, but as it moves, it like forms more wholly into a like an oval, spiraling through the air, and it just like,
hits, freaking awesome.
Splat.
Love that. Good turn. Step out. Fire something. Step back.
That's it.
Fair. Very nice.
Okay, that's it. Rick 19, what are you doing? You have Orgot trying to gnash your face in.
You got a supercharged weapon. Blaster right at the face.
Except it's a ranged attack and I'm in melee range, so I don't want to take an attack of opportunity.
Fair enough.
Or do you? You want to risk it?
No, I don't. I do have improved unarmed strike, so I think I'm doing an unarmed strike. I lose the supercharge, which sucks. But wait, no, because the supercharge is on the weapon, not on my attack, right? Supercharge for me, because maybe you supercharge my hands. And I'm trying to see if I take unarmed strike. I think improved unarmed strike makes it lethal.
You can for sure. You're going to
supercharge weapon.
Yeah, but you're losing 4d6 additional damage. If you put that away, it's gone. Like you can't bring it out later with the supercharge.
It's gone.
Oh, it's the next one. The next round, yeah. Well, I don't know. Do what you gotta do, dude.
But now, you can't deal lethal damage.
It doesn't say anything about rounds.
It says, I think before.
It's the next attack.
What's from the duration?
Weapon. Oh, yeah. Hold on.
From a weapon, not from... Okay, cool. I'm for this.
Hang on a second.
If the weapon's next attack.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. So you can
and
cast
still
it.
Keep it, yeah.
Yeah, actually... So you could probably do... You could even pull out another weapon and save it for later, actually, at this rate.
he just puts the laser away. No, what he's going to do is actually, since I have an improved unarmed strike, I'm going to take a non-lethal unarmed strike attack.
The actual language of the attack, too.
It does say, if the weapon's next attack hits, provided it is made before the end of the next round.
Why did I not read that?
It's fine. I'd much rather try to take down Orgot than... take an attack of opportunity. So, unarmed strike. 14 plus 3 is 17 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right.
Yeah.
And that's non-lethal, by the way.
Okay. You sure you don't want to murder bot it up?
No, I don't. I do
not. She's already taken a lot from you, man. She wants to take more.
That's a 1d6 plus 7 for my unarmed strike.
Dang.
So, that's 9 points of non-lethal damage. And so he's got his laser, and she steps right in front of him and bites down at him, and he just looks up at her, and then reaches for her leg and just says, "I said get down," and yanks her ankle.
Nice.
And hard enough, hopefully, to knock her out.
She falls to the ground, and there's a sickening koosh as she falls unconscious. Mm. That's our game.
Yes.
Wow.